Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We're doing a deep dive today.
Ooh, fun.
Into some wild stories from the cyber world, so.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
It's always something, isn't it? Breaches, takedowns.
Yeah.
This whole back and forth between attackers and defenders, it's fascinating.
It really is. And speaking of takedowns.
Yeah.
Did you see this? The FBI, they seized the domains.
Oh, yeah.
Of two major hacking forums.
No way.
Yeah. Crack.io and Null.2o.
Wow, those were like the go-to, right? For stolen credentials, cracking tools,
yeah.
All the bad stuff.
All sorts of shady activities, yeah.
It's huge for law enforcement. I mean, those forums were basically like digital marketplaces.
Oh, for sure.
You know, for cyber criminals.
It's crazy. And you know what else? They didn't stop there.
Oh, really?
They also took down my Celex and Stark RDP, which were also involved in all this.
Oh, wow.
Shady stuff, like selling stolen data and helping attacks.
Oh, man, they were busy.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get this, it was all part of this big international operation called Operation Talent.
Nice.
So they had authorities from all over, the U.S., Italy, Spain, Europe.
Wow.
France, Greece, Australia. Romania?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It really shows you how global this all is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Cybercrime.
It's everywhere.
And it takes this kind of international team to even begin to tackle it.
Absolutely. Imagine you're a cyber criminal.
Yeah.
And you're relying on these forums, and then boom.
Oh, God.
Overnight, everything's gone.
Yeah, I bet there was a lot of panic, right? Scrambling to figure out what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I read that the staff at crack.io, they tried to downplay it at first.
Really?
They were saying it was just like data center issues.
Oh, sneaky.
And it might take a day to resolve, but
we all know the truth.
Right, those data center issues were the FBI shutting everything down.
Exactly. This is a major blow, I mean, for the cyber criminal world, right? It disrupts their operations, but, you know.
But it's not a permanent solution.
No, not at all. They're adaptable.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they'll find new ways, maybe even go to more secure platforms.
Like Telegram or something.
Yeah, or even decentralized networks, something harder to track.
Oh, yeah, something to stay under the radar.
Exactly. So it's really a cat and mouse game, you know?
It really is. And speaking of cat and mouse games.
Yeah.
Let's talk about password cracking.
Okay, yeah.
That always makes me nervous.
Right.
It's like this race against time.
Yeah, well, it depends on a lot of things, you know? Like how strong your password is,
right?
The hashing algorithm they're using, how much power the hackers have at their disposal.
Oh, for sure. But what are some techniques they use?
Well, one is brute force attacks.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. They basically try every single combination.
Oh, gosh.
Until they get it right. It's pretty basic, but
that sounds like it could take forever.
It can, but hackers have gotten really good at it. They use these powerful computers and software.
Oh, geez.
To speed it up. Try millions of combinations per second.
Oh my goodness. So the longer and more random my password, the better?
Yeah, absolutely. And another common method is what they call a dictionary attack.
Okay.
Where they use these big lists of common words, phrases, you know, stuff that gets leaked in data breaches.
Oh, right, right.
So they're not just guessing randomly. They're using real information.
So that's even scarier.
Yeah. And people still use really weak passwords.
I know. It's scary.
You wouldn't believe it. Password 123 or their pet's name. It's like handing it to them.
So important to have a strong password.
Yep.
And not use the same one everywhere.
Absolutely. Never use the same password on different sites.
Now, you mentioned hashing algorithms. How do those protect passwords?
Okay. So hashing algorithms, they're like mathematical functions, right?
Okay.
They transform your password into this like string of characters that's unique.
Got it.
Even if someone gets the hashed version, it's super hard to reverse it.
That's good.
Yeah, and modern ones like SHA-256 and bcrypt, they're incredibly resilient. It would take a hacker, even with powerful computers, forever to crack it.
So even if they get into a database of hashed passwords, it's not a slam dunk for them.
Not with good hashing, no way.
That makes me feel a little better.
But there's a catch.
Oh no, there's always a catch.
Remember we talked about how hackers are good at exploiting human weakness?
Uh-oh.
Well, even the best algorithms can't protect us from ourselves.
What do you mean?
Think about all those data breaches we hear about. Millions of passwords get out there.
Yeah.
And people reuse the same password on multiple accounts.
Yeah.
So if a hacker gets your password from one site, they're going to try it on others.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
It's like a domino effect.
So use strong, unique passwords everywhere. Got it.
Yes. And be careful which sites you trust with your data.
Good point. Okay, moving on to a story that really made me think.
Oh, yeah.
It's about vulnerability patching, but not in the way you might expect.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So, the UK's National Cybersecurity Center, the NCSC, they have this radical idea.
Right.
They want to simplify vulnerability classifications.
Interesting.
They're saying, get rid of all the complicated rating systems we use now.
Wow, that's a big change. I mean, I get it, you know. Imagine you're in charge of security for a big network.
Yeah.
Hundreds of systems, maybe thousands, constantly getting these reports. It's overwhelming.
Oh, totally overwhelming.
It's impossible to know where to even start, right?
Exactly. And so the NCSC, they're proposing just two categories. Forgivable and unforgivable.
Oh, I like that. Straight to the point.
I know, right?
So what makes a vulnerability unforgivable?
The ones with known exploits that attackers are already using, those need immediate action.
Okay, that makes sense. So those are the top priority.
Exactly.
Unforgivable ones.
Those might be harder to exploit, maybe only affect a few systems.
Gotcha.
Or there's a workaround available, they're not unimportant, but...
Not as urgent.
Right. It's about focusing on the most critical threats first.
I see. So it streamlines things, helps prioritize...
Exactly. And it really puts the pressure on developers and vendors, you know?
Oh, yeah, to build more secure software in the first place.
Yes. And provide timely patches when vulnerabilities are found. It's a shared responsibility, really.
Absolutely. We all have a role to play in this.
Okay, so we've talked about FBI takedowns, password cracking, and this new approach to vulnerability patching.
Wow, it's amazing how much is happening in the cyber world all the time.
It's a lot to take in. We'll be back after a quick break with more discussion.
Sounds good. You know what I was thinking about those FBI takedowns? Like what impact that's actually going to have?
Oh, yeah.
On that whole world.
I'm sure it's a huge disruption for them.
Yeah, like it was more than just a place to trade stolen data, right?
Totally, yeah.
It was a whole community.
Yeah, like their hub for collaboration, communication.
You know, like a sense of community almost.
Oh, for sure. A dark web LinkedIn. For hackers?
Exactly. So taking them down, it disrupts everything.
Yeah.
Not just what they're doing, but their whole network.
And it being this international effort.
That's a powerful message.
Right. It shows they're taking this seriously.
But that they're working together.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Absolutely. But like we were saying before, it's a never-ending battle.
Oh, for sure.
They'll find new ways to operate.
They always do.
They might go to more secure platforms.
Yeah. Or use more encryption.
Yeah. Make it harder to track them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like that game Whack-A-Mole, right?
It really is. You shut one down.
Another one pops up.
Exactly. So we got to stay vigilant.
Always.
Speaking of strengthening defenses, let's get back to password cracking.
Okay, yeah.
Can we dive into those techniques a bit more?
Yeah, of course. So brute force, remember?
Yeah.
It's really just trial and error.
Oh, right.
They try every combination, like just keep going until it works.
So if my password is like 8 characters long,
yeah,
the program would try it, what? All the 8-letter combinations first.
Exactly. Then it would add in numbers, symbols, just keep going and going.
It's gonna take forever. It can, but hackers are using these super powerful computers now.
Oh, wow.
So they can automate it.
Right.
Try millions of combinations in a second.
Oh, my gosh. So a long random password really is the best, right?
The longer, the better. And random, definitely. Now, dictionary attacks, remember we talked about those?
Yeah.
Those are a bit smarter.
Okay.
Instead of just random combos, they use lists of common words, phrases, you know, things leaked from other breaches.
Oh, we're right.
So they're not completely in the dark.
So that's even scarier.
Right. They know people are predictable.
Oh, for sure.
And they use that to their advantage.
Which is why unique passwords for every account are so important.
Absolutely. Don't reuse, no matter how tempting it is.
Okay. Good to know. You mentioned hashing algorithms earlier. How do those protect us?
So hashing algorithms, think of them like a blender.
Okay.
You throw your password in and it gets chopped up, mixed around, turned into this unique jumbled mess.
I see, like a scrambled code.
Exactly. Even if someone gets hold of that scrambled mess, it's almost impossible to put it back together.
That is good.
Yeah, it protects your original password. And modern hashing, like SHA-256, Bcrypt, they're super strong.
Okay, so even if a hacker gets into a database, it's not the end of the world.
Not necessarily, no. If the passwords are hashed properly, they're still pretty safe.
Okay, that's reassuring.
But, you know, there's always a but.
Oh, no, tell me.
Remember, human behavior, that's the weak link.
Oh, yeah. We're not always so great at security.
Exactly. All the tech in the world can't protect us from ourselves.
True enough.
Like, think about all the data breaches.
Yeah.
Millions of passwords get exposed.
That's scary.
And people reuse the same password on multiple accounts. It's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, yeah, I've been guilty of that.
It's easy to do, but so risky.
So unique, strong passwords everywhere. Got it.
Yes. And choose carefully who you trust with your data in the first place.
Great point. Now, what about that proposal to simplify vulnerability classifications?
Oh, the forgivable and unforgivable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bold move.
It's definitely sparked some debate.
Oh, I bet.
Some think it's genius. Others are worried about oversimplifying things.
Makes sense. What are some of the arguments against it?
Well, some are worried about a false sense of security. Like, if you only focus on the unforgivable, you might miss other vulnerabilities that are still a threat.
Oh, like you're only locking the front door, but the back door's wide open.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of resources. If everyone's patching the same unforgivable vulnerabilities at once.
Oh, yeah, it could be overwhelming.
Right. It could create a bottleneck, delay things even more.
That's a good point.
And context is key, too.
Right, right.
What's forgivable in one system might be a major threat in another.
Yeah. It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. It depends on the data, the systems, the whole security posture of the organization.
So it's more nuanced than just slapping a label on it.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the bigger picture.
Yeah, I see that.
Cybersecurity is rarely simple.
So true. Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We've been talking about this proposal from the NCSC.
Yeah, the forgivable versus unforgivable thing. It's got everyone buzzing.
It really has.
Yeah.
Some love it, some hate it.
Yeah, it's a big change.
For sure. But it's important to remember, it's just a proposal right now.
Oh, right, right.
It's not set in stone. They're still getting feedback from the community.
That's good. They're not just rushing into it.
Exactly. It's a complex issue.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So let's play devil's advocate for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
What are some arguments against simplifying things?
Well, one big worry is that it could create a false sense of security.
How so?
Like, if companies only focus on patching the unforgivable stuff, they might miss other vulnerabilities that are still a threat.
Oh, I see. So it's like you're so focused on one thing, you miss the bigger picture.
Exactly. And it could also create a bottleneck.
A bottleneck.
Yeah. If everyone's scrambling to patch the same unforgivable vulnerabilities at the same time.
Oh, right. Everyone's doing the same thing at once.
It could overwhelm security teams.
Yeah, especially if they're already short-staffed.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue of context.
Right, right.
A vulnerability that seems forgivable in one company might be a huge deal in another.
Because their systems are different or the data they have is more sensitive.
Exactly. It all depends on the specific situation.
So this whole simplifying thing, it's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah. It could help companies prioritize, but we can't oversimplify.
We need balance.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity is about understanding the nuances.
It's not just black and white.
No way. It's a whole spectrum of gray.
Well said. We covered a lot of ground today.
We did. FBI takedowns, password cracking, new ways of thinking about vulnerabilities.
It's a lot to think about.
It is, but it's important.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity affects all of us.
Everyone. It's a shared responsibility.
That's a great takeaway. Thanks for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily.
It's been fun.
Until next time, everyone. Stay safe online.
And stay vigilant.